The Sentai Review, episode 119, Kamen Rider Kuga. Alright, here we are, back with the Sentai stuff, and we are on, I think I said his name right, Kuga. It's like K-U-U-G-A, Kuga, I think.
Kuga.
Unless that's Kuga or something, I don't know.
I don't know.
Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Nick the Lone Paladin.
And the website. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
Ah!
Okay, oh wow, we got more screaming. Okay.
You cut me off the website.
Okay, here we are. First off, before we even get started, if you are listening to this, the podcasts are finally getting done again. So before we even start this, I'd like to go ahead and say, if you saw that little preview or heard that little preview, which you did, because I put it there, and you heard it, and you seen it, actually check out some of the other shows. Let us know what's going on, what you think about the other shows. We just launched something called Comics Toss, T-A-S. And we also have the What's Up, which is a whole new format now that allows us to do what What's Up was. So it's a lot more random. It's a lot more about what's going on in our personal lives. And
I don't have to carry it by myself.
And yes, he won't have to carry it by himself. And just a lot of these shows are finally going to start getting done now that we have a more solid place to do them. So yes.
And maybe we'll be able to get Seth to a chiropractor to fix that broken back of his from carrying that podcast all by himself.
It was a lot.
Yeah. And technically, I didn't really fuck up my back. I just had to, like, drag that motherfucker and then take, like, 20-minute smoke breaks to, like, calm down.
Union mandated.
So I could drag it another, like, 5 feet.
So here we go, jumping in.
Something
this
I
is...
should warn about. There's going to be some folders that are forms within forms.
Yes. I was told on the messenger by a couple of people now, direct messages, and I received two emails, and they told me that from now on, the Kamen Rider eras are going to get stupid.
Yeah, this is the new
These
eras.
Are, I was told, forms inside of forms inside of forms.
Yo, dog, we heard you like henshin, so we put some henshin in your henshin, so that way you can henshin while you henshin.
That's what I'm hearing, and we're starting with the amazing mighty form.
That's actually
I'm digging it.
Yeah, pretty fucking nice. Sweet.
I'm digging the shit out
it's
of
the
it.
The black, the gold,
dude,
and the silver.
That is fucking awesome.
Dude, that fucking
it.
Belt, though.
That belt is
oh,
fucking
man,
sweet.
That is fucking awesome.
Dude.
It's like
dude,
futuristic steampunk.
Black and gold seem to work very well together. They always seem to like it's a good color match.
And look at his helmet. His helmet doesn't look poopy.
Dude, his
helmet's swinging it. Next.
Now it's kind of green and that's okay.
Oh. We discussed that in the last episode.
But it could be worse.
He looks pudgy.
Yeah, he does kind of look a little pudgy. And you can see his dick.
You can see his dick.
Yeah.
Like, you can see
There's
his
the dick,
dick
right there,
Shane.
Well, here's the thing.
Bill, enhance for Shane.
Hold on, I'm going to put this little hand on it.
And now Bill is groping it with the mouse.
Bill, that is the price you pay
Scott.
When you wear Spankies.
Scott, now you have to actually put a little mouse cursor over top
They're
of that.
He's
no,
wearing
I'll
tight
find some kind of hand.
Spandex. Oh, that'll work.
Dude. Those, he needed to wear a cup or something. These, now that I can see his dick, like, clear as day.
That dude was probably going commando that day.
Holy
shit. Do you realize that he's probably doing that to intimidate his foes?
I'm not that intimidated.
I'm not intimidated.
I'm more
and
like,
I have
dude,
the smallest dick in the
underwear.
Group, and even I'm not that intimidated.
Or if you're intimidated by that,
no,
we
I'm
need to
saying,
talk.
I'm just saying. We don't know what kind of monster he has underneath there.
Yes, I do. I can see it.
Yeah, I can see it very clearly.
I can
Jake.
See
it's
his
not
dick.
That bad.
You see a bulge.
I can see.
What if that motherfucker?
That is
like,
not a bulge. That is the head. That is the head right there. That is the surrounding. There's the balls right. Like, I'm sorry that I have to point this out to you, but we can see his dick, Shane.
I can see the dick.
That is not like we see a bulge. That is his dick.
That is not like the dick that we trolled you into walking into the fucking office to stare at.
It was a pierced dick.
That was astonishing.
Yeah, fucking Jacob's ladder up the dude's cock.
Dude, no. We're gonna next. Oh, damn it! The camera!
Yes!
The camera is focused!
Wait. It's blurred a little bit. Look at it! It's actually got some sensor.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Yes! They noticed, Bill. They're like, oh, that dude's dick's hanging out.
Uh-huh.
Gotta censor that. We're Japan.
Next. Okay, that's this is the first undick pick.
Oh, fuck. Better grab my phone. Mom, thing about it. Need to calculate.
Do you like the fact that he's wearing the vest like the White Ranger?
I kind of do. Yeah, it feels like, yeah, it feels exactly like what you said, like White Ranger.
Does it feel more like the Gold Ranger to you?
No, I feel like it feels more like the White Ranger. Because the Gold Ranger, he had that huge vest. This does feel like the White Ranger had that one specific vest area.
You know, the only problem I have with the vest is the you can clearly see that dude is not that big.
Like, yeah.
So he's got like that super like fucking awesome ripped fucking abs and shit and his pecs.
I'm
he's like,
hungry.
I'm fucking awesome.
Shit,
I know. I'm just, you're like,
Bill's
yeah, we're going to make sure that these podcasts are back up to quality.
You guys got to eat.
I had to come right back in to do another cast and they got to hang out for the first 2.5 hours of casting.
Yeah, it's kind of true, because you two punk bitches didn't want to watch 2 episodes of a TV show.
I was busy taking care of a parental unit.
I know, I'm being a smartass.
And a wife who's been sick.
I know, I'm being a smartass.
And I also was doing cleaning, because it needed to be done.
Nah.
And that was a belch. My apologies.
Next.
It's pretty sweet. Oh, that's a toy.
Yeah.
Even the figure,
I dig that.
The figure was good.
Yeah.
Figure
yeah,
looks
does.
Real good.
Yeah, looks
wonder
real
if the
good.
Figure has a bulge too.
I think it does.
Actually, yes. Yes, it does.
It has a slight
bulge. It has a slight bulge.
We have never looked at this much common dick ever.
No, because usually it's Zord dick.
Next.
That's amazing awesome. Mighty form.
Next.
That's pretty sweet.
That
That's
is sweet. Awesome.
Thank you, artist who did this one, for not including the dick.
Next.
And we're done.
See, that guy, see, right there, he's wearing a fucking cup.
Yeah, he's wearing something. Because these are, yeah.
He's wearing some spankies underneath of his spankies.
5.
Damn!
Damn, son.
Yeah, I'm dead serious. I thought he was fucking awesome. He's a aside from Super.
He's the best one we've seen.
Yeah, I said it. Super.
We liked Super. Stronger was the shitty one.
You're saying his name wrong. I'm doing it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from Super, I think that he's the coolest one that I've seen. I really do.
I'll also give it
Super
a 5.
1 was good. Really
yeah.
good.
Super.
Super 1.
I know.
The one and only
you
Super.
You argue with him with Cross, and we'll argue 1 with me. I'm not calling him that. Otherwise, it's Kamen Rider 1 and Kamen Rider V3 1 and Kamen Rider Stronger 1.
Listen, Bill.
If there's one of them,
and Kamen Rider ZX Cross,
yeah, ZX Cross 1,
worse.
So,
stupid names aside,
that would mean this is Kamen Rider Kuga Mighty 1.
Yeah,
no, we'll just go with Mighty Form Kuga.
He's the only one. He's 1.
Yeah,
and I will also give it a 5.
Ooh, wow. Go ahead,
Seth.
Because it's fucking sweet.
Yeah, I was very impressed. Like, honestly, I think he looks fucking awesome.
4.8.
Okay. I'll go with a 4.7.
I'm going to go with a 5. I haven't done a 5 out in a long time.
So
Dragon form.
4.9.
He wins Dragon
unless,
form.
Unless somebody gets a perfect 5, he wins the show.
Right.
It can only go down from here.
Get this sub-zero-looking motherfucker out of here.
Not necessarily. This doesn't look awful.
It's next. Not as cool, though. What the fuck is he holding?
It's a stick.
It's this tiny beat stick.
Shane, say it right.
It's a stick?
A shtick.
It's a stick?
Yeah, next. I'm not digging this one.
I don't know, I mean...
He's got, like, this weird semi-quarter staff. And
I'm not digging his knee pads. I don't think the belt is as cool. The blue vest does not catch my... I mean, the color scheme's fine, but it doesn't catch my attention like the other one did.
Even when he holds onto it and he says, power pole extend?
and then
he actually extends the pole that he's holding.
Depends which pole extends, because I can see his dick, too.
It's kind of the joke I was trying to make.
No matter the form, my dick will always show.
Does Kuga stand for dick in Japanese or something? Is that what we're missing?
This guy was very confident. He didn't cover up, didn't wear a cup, nothing. He was like, spandex, dick a hanging, yeah, let's do this show.
I don't give up.
It's like,
fuck.
Dude, you do know you're supposed to wear underwear underneath of those fucking spandex, right? Psh, bitch, please.
Next.
It's like yoga pants.
I don't think it's awful. I think he actually looks pretty cool.
He looks kind of neat, but
like
he's just
eyes.
Not as cool as the other guy.
Next.
And I'm really not digging the staff.
I don't like this weapon. That is something that's really throwing me off. That weapon is really bothering me.
Really, we have scoopy hand weapons in the past, or rope, or sticks.
And have I ever given them
no,
a good
but this,
grade,
but
ever?
This is nothing compared to the ass we've seen in the past. This is
fucking
passable. This is passable.
It's passable, but honestly, when I think dragon, I don't think stick. I think sword. Or dagger.
Yeah.
It also puts me off because I play a lot of RPGs, and... His weapon looks like the kind of staffs that you would find for Aerith.
Yep. White mage it up, yo. That does not look like a white mage.
Oh, no, it doesn't look like a white mage staff at all, but...
Next. I'm actually kind of digging that.
That's kind of cool.
Next.
And we're done.
Okay, we're... that guy's done.
You know what?
Dragon form.
I'm at 4. Yeah, that's fine.
That's what I was going to go with. 4. He's not as good as the other, but he's... And still not bad at all.
I'll give it a 3.8. He's above average, but not like
exceeding.
Really above average.
I'll go 3.6.
Making Seth do some math. It's funny because sometimes he can't.
So yeah, if I go with a 4.6, that gives him an even 4.
All right.
Hey.
And they grow up so fast that we have a growing
form.
Oh, he added white.
Ow, my eyes. Pearlinescent white for the chest plate. No.
Nope.
Next.
That
Yo.
Looks cool.
Yes, it does look cool. I'm sorry.
Except now all I can think of is
but
now
I don't
now
see
like
all
a,
of him.
Yeah.
And on top of that, now that we know what the rest of him looks like, him having his head cocked off kind of off to the side like this makes him seem like that douchey prep kid from high school.
Next.
Oh, you mean that time that we made Anthony run around wearing nothing but polos for an entire night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next.
See, I don't have a problem with him. Growing
yeah,
up.
Hand,
I'm not liking
hand
this.
On a hip.
I'm not
hand
liking
on
this
a
vest.
Hip.
The white bothers me.
Yeah.
The white, it's not actually hand on a hip. That's a fighting stance.
Shut up.
But,
it's close enough.
The, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's just the white. I also think the vest is different. Because it's like the muscles are funny looking.
Yeah.
I thought the muscles were funny
yeah,
looking
but that
at
picture
all
the muscles,
right
honestly, the muscles are curved like ribs.
Next. Yeah, that's what's bothering
and
me.
And done with this grown
is he has like ribs, not muscles.
Have. I'm going to give him a 2.5. I really don't like this one.
Yeah, I'm not digging on it. I don't know if it's just the idea that his color's changed, but I'm somewhere around the same. Maybe 2.8. I'm right there at a 3.
But not quite a 3.
His colors really threw me off this time.
I liked the look, but not as good as the other two. He is going to drop, but not as badly.
I think that could have hurt him, too. Maybe if he would have been the first thing I saw, But seeing the other guy, seeing the first form that we looked at, it's hurting everybody else.
So I told you, it can only go down from there.
So yeah. I'm going to give him a 3.5, because I actually still like it, and I think he's above average.
I'll just give it a solid 3, because the whole white part is kind of thrown off. Otherwise, it looks
that,
okay.
That white part, well, I think it's just the shade of white that's really doing it.
Yeah.
Like, if it was, like, a slightly different shade of white, it probably would have been okay. But it was literally, like, fucking go to the hardware store, get, like, super white spray paint, and went, there, that'll work.
Now, what I want you to do, Nick, what I want you to do is I want you to look at this white color card. Now, is it egg white? Or is it pearl white? Or is it paper white?
Or is it bone white?
Yeah.
Or snow white?
Yeah.
No, she's sleeping.
Well, yeah, there's that.
With the seven dwarves.
2.96 for that guy.
Oh, my God, that's not the show I watched. Holy fuck.
2.96 for the growing
I don't know. I've seen both versions. I've seen the one Nick has.
I'm sorry, but that sounds like a show that I have seen.
So next up is Mighty Four.
If I remember correctly, it's actually it's a German film.
See, that red actually looks decent.
The red looks way
better. Oh, my God, that's so neat.
I think this is much better,
this
yes.
This is his base form. And the amazing Mighty Form was his advanced.
All right, next.
Oh, yeah, that metallic
the
red is actually really
the red,
good.
Red and black go well together, in my opinion.
Next.
Well, you would say, well, white and black do, too.
They do.
Just not when it's, like, stab you in the face hole white. Like, this is like an actual metallic red, so it helps blend it better.
Next.
Because now it looks like an actual armor piece.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
That's
totally sweet.
That's so neat.
Next.
He's fucking taking a selfie.
Sometimes damn right.
Selfie, damn it.
Sometimes you need to take a
hey,
selfie.
Hey, guys, I was just getting done fighting crime, and this beautiful sunset was behind me, so here you go.
Next.
Wish you were here.
Yusuke.
He's got a mole.
Apparently, that's not the only thing he's got.
Yusuke, Shane.
Yusuke, that's right.
Urameshi.
Yep.
Next. Oh, that's fucking
dude,
sweet.
that is awesome.
Still need to see your bike, though, because you are a rider. And
next.
There we go.
There it is. Dude, that bike is
dude,
awesome.
I'm kind of digging it.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
That's amazing. It's like, Jesus. I'm trying to think.
I'm not going to lie to you guys.
It looks like it's a screaming insect of some kind.
It does look back to the dirt bike mode. So.
And then, you know what, but sometimes if it looks good, the dirt bike works.
The face of the dirt bike is the only thing that I'm not digging on.
Actually, wait, I get it now. The face of the dirt bike looked like the heads of the headhunters from the Felix the Cat movie.
The bike must have forms
a little bit.
And shit, too.
I was kind of thinking more along the lines of that that one dumb owl from that one Power Rangers show.
Time Force.
Yeah, so I'm kind of glad it changed.
Know. Yeah, Time Force has the dumb fucking robot owl.
Yeah.
Sprocket? Not Sprocket, that was in Zio.
Yeah, that's Zio. Next.
Yeah. I like it.
I dig the bike, regardless.
This is easily the second most amazing bike.
So yeah, without
bike.
The headlights on, it's not a terrible bike.
Next.
Oh, for God's sake, really?
That's
next.
Amazing.
And
I'm giving this man a 5.
This guy's going to get a 4.8. Like, he's pretty cool, but not as cool as the first one that
I'm
we saw.
I'm digging the red. I love
what
red.
Was the Mighty Form?
Amazing Mighty Form.
Yeah, okay. I'm there at 4.8, too. I think he's pretty solid.
I'll go with a 4.5.
Solid snake.
4.66.
Ooh.
For the Mighty Form. So.
So it's close.
But not close enough.
Pegasus Form? Please be get awesome. Ready for wings.
It's green!
Huh. I was waiting for wings. He's got like a crossbow
well, then go get
phaser
a Red Bull.
Gun.
That's a terrible joke.
Next. No, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm seriously digging all of these forms, in my opinion. I think all of them are awesome.
Next.
I'm thinking...
Oh, yes! I like this gun.
That is pretty sweet.
Yeah. I liked the green. Because it also... His vest changed significantly.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, from the others.
Next.
It looks like he's actually wearing like body armor.
I'm just wondering if he's waiting on next. His other paycheck to get the other pauldron.
Because
he's only got one pauldron.
I play a lot of Final Fantasy, so I'm fine with that.
Yeah, right. Sometimes one is all you
one
need.
One pant leg, one sleeve, one pauldron. It's standard practice.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying I wonder if that was, like, the idea. He could only afford one, so he's like, man, fuck it.
I like his pump-action gun.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm loving how it's
got
a
super
soaker.
Yeah.
I'm digging this dude.
Next.
I love it.
Next.
And
oh, my God. Another five for me. I'm loving it.
I'll give that one a five. I can actually say that one's pretty much on par.
I like the green.
With enjoyment.
Green, red, and the black and gold have been the best so far.
I'll go with a four.
Yeah, I'm a...
Come on, Pellegrino.
I'm 4.7. I think it's pretty solid.
All right, man. Sweet.
Very solid.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm at about a 4.8. So
only one of these has sucked.
Yeah, the
4.7.
4.7.
Almost there,
Pegasus.
But still just
slightly better than the base.
Okay, we are on the Rising Dragon form.
Please don't suck.
It's not terrible.
Okay. Yeah. I need to see if I need... Okay!
Oh, he's actually
the
got
weapon
a,
is better.
He's got a double-sided lance. All right.
Next.
And the chest plate's not derpy.
You sure that's not the same? Well, no, it's
not
the
same. No, it's a different one.
It's a different chest plate.
Now he's
two
just
circles
got,
now. Four, you know.
He's got four pecs.
Yeah, he does. He has four pecs.
And it's more like an actual breastplate instead of, like, whatever the weird thing that he
the
was wearing.
Foam muscles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the Dragoon lance.
I'm just not digging the knee pads.
Okay.
Hey, there's a bulge again for you, Shane.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
They all have bulge. You can't get away from the bulge.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Next.
After like the second dude, I just started ignoring it, just being like, okay, apparently that's
the
just...
That's
the writer's gimmick.
4.5. Give me 4.5. I like it. I like it.
Yeah, I'm another 4.8.
Man, all of these...
I'm at a 4.7.
Other than the white getting shit on... All of these have been really good.
The white's just a bad color scheme for this guy because the vest is too
big. Like Nick said, it was too bright. If it was a little darker, it would have worked perfectly.
Like if it was more of an off shade of white, it would have worked. But that one was literally what is the most pure form of white and how do we make it more white?
It's almost
what
like,
we do is we call Seamus and we put a spotlight on him and then we color sample that shit. That's
probably
how we
it's
get.
It's probably just like just
29.
Like
3 for me.
That's about as white as you can get.
3.3.
It's like the Spinal Tap joke.
Huh. Spinal Tap, yeah.
Spinal Tap says, "And how much more white could it be?" And the answer is none. None more white.
What's this one, Bill?
You are looking
at
the
score.
Oh, right.
Sorry.
4.4.
Still a great score.
Rising Mighty Form.
Rising Mighty. Oh!
Huh. He got striped down and...
Yeah.
Next.
Huh. That's kind of neat.
Next.
He got a kick plate.
Yeah.
I love that.
Actually, it looks more like he just turned his breastplate into a corset.
Looks like they sold a lot of toys.
Yeah.
They were like, all right, we got this really cool guy. Hey, what's his thing? Oh, he's got a vest. Change its color 6 times, produce 6 toys. Sell them all separately, motherfucker. $20 a pop.
That guy sitting next to him was like, brilliant.
He was like, dude, we are going to make so much motherfucking money.
And then there's the guy in the back going, wait, can't we just package it all together?
No! How long have you been? You're fucking fired!
No. And then a week later,
how do we make more money off this guy? Package them all together.
Brilliant!
And charge you extra premium?
Hire that motherfucker back!
No, see, unfortunately, they can't hire that motherfucker back because when they fired him, they actually threw him out the window of the 50th floor of their big-ass building. Have you guys never seen the memes for those?
Yes.
I have.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
I know how you're fired in Japan. Yeah. Out of a cannon into a sun.
No, actually...
Not the sun, but a sun.
Segata
kind of aim.
Segata comes and you know judo throws you and you explode twice.
Next,
because you weren't playing
PlayStation.
Sega
yes, there's a PlayStation 1 game
for this guy.
Yeah,
that's pretty sweet.
Find me that game.
Tell Greg to get it.
Okay, your bike's not bad.
Next,
that's awesome,
dude. His bike is fucking sweet as shit.
I think we literally just found my favorite bike of the series.
Yeah,
it beat the grasshopper bike.
I'll agree to that.
You know why you like that bike, Shane?
Because it has fucking tusks.
Nope.
For blades.
Nope.
Blades for tusks.
It's a stag beetle.
Yes.
Or, yeah.
Nope,
yeah.
That's not why you like that bike
either. Why do I like that bike?
Because Cloud Strife got it from him afterwards.
Yep,
that's true.
God damn it, I do love that bike. That bike was amazing. I love Cloud's bike. I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
Way to go, Bill. Now this man has another five just because
he got another five. Go ahead and put a five down.
Yeah, exactly.
Next.
I'm sorry.
And we're done anyway, so.
Dude, oh, well, shit, that worked.
Is there like...
I'll give this guy a 4.9.
Oh, my God, dude. I think I've given fives almost every one but a few. I've never dropped this many fives before.
I'll go. This dude is
you just made the other list.
The good list.
All right, what'd you say?
4.4.
Okay.
You just made the list.
His bike is a big part of him because he is a rider, so I'm at 4.9.
Damn, that bike is sweet.
That bike is really sweet.
He has to beat a 4.9, though, to be the leader.
He won't.
I know.
Because I didn't give him a 5.
Yep, and I didn't give him a 5 either. And Scott gave him a 4.4.
What's the score?
4.84.
Slight, just barely.
Guess what? If Scott would have given it a higher score, it would have gotten.
Would you give it, Scott?
4.4.
I figured like a 4.5 would have boosted it to the same.
No, because if I would have given it a 5, it wouldn't have boosted it up.
Math was never my strongest subject.
It's time to hit that rising Pegasus form.
That's why I do the calculator.
Oh,
now.
My God, his helmet
so
changed. His
the
eyes
helmet
changed
a little bit, and the pauldron got the gold lining.
I think he got his neck area changed.
And his neck also got the gold
next,
lining.
Still digging it. A bigger dude. Fucking Super Soaker!
All right, yeah, his Super Soaker got enhanced, motherfucker.
I like this a lot.
He went from that 600 class to that 1200 class.
Yep. That also has, like, water rockets attached to the sides because it's fucking hardcore.
Yep.
Because Nerf wanted in on that fucking action.
Bill, I'm digging this dude. This dude has not really disappointed.
Except for the
white one was a slight disappointment.
Now watch, these costumes rock, but when we go to watch the show, it fucking sucks.
And we're all like, God, this is...
it's almost as bad as fucking Turbo, where they're like he's getting baked into pizzas and shit. And we're like, how is this fucking awesome costume in such a shitty fucking show?
No, actually, it's literally going to be the Broly movie from DBZ Abridged of, he's so cool, but the show's so lame!
Or, it's going to happen, we watch the show, and we're like, we thought these costumes were cool. I mean, these things are on par with sparkly suits. What were we thinking? Pictures.
We were thinking, hurry next. Up and get this episode
over. I am thinking, I want these done so I can go home and drink.
But these are cool.
Yeah, these are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, that toy I would be okay with.
Actually, the figures are pretty cool,
Shane,
too.
Christmas morning, would you be happy?
Yeah, I would be. Yeah, I'd rock that.
Good.
Now,
Shane, you're not
Shane,
getting that.
Christmas morning. This is in one of the 12 presents that I've set down in front of you.
You have to
inside
choose
the
wisely,
other 11
motherfucker.
Are some of your zeros.
Choose wisely. Jesus.
Because whichever one you pick, the rest of them get shoved into the fireplace.
Well, that's a shame.
And you have to wait until they've all burnt away to nothingness.
Well, except for that one. That one goes to me, right?
All of them go into the fire. Not even I get the cool one.
God damn it, Seth.
You know, the chances of me actually finding it are slim. 12, one chance, 12 packages?
Yeah, one out of 12 chance, yeah.
Yeah, so...
See, that's a point in time where I just double-check and make sure I know which one is the right
I mean, don't
one,
get me wrong, Vegas will take those
you.
Odds.
Right.
Yeah, Vegas will take those odds in fucking spades.
Next!
Especially if the boxing match
that
was...
That guy's kind of neat still. I'll give him a 4.6.
Four.
Titan form,
I'll go 4.
4.9.
Ooh.
Really?
I liked it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We all like things.
For some reason, I don't know why, he was not impressing me too much.
Really?
Maybe because we've seen so many forms that look about the same.
Just different colors.
It's starting to die on me pretty fast now.
Yeah. You know what's funny?
What's that?
If that guy were a video game,
what's
he,
that?
He could be the reverse of Master Chief because he got a 4.34.
Anyway.
Rising Titan form.
It's purple.
He's purple!
5.
This dude is awesome!
Purple Rock.
Next.
Yes! 5! 5! 5! fucking dual swords of purple bitch ass sweetness.
Damn, Kamen Rider Cervantes.
No, those aren't gun swords, Bill.
That's Cervantes. Not only is it Cervantes, it's Cervantes, and he's fucking X-ing his junk right now.
Look at this fucking.
Look at
it!
It's awesome. This guy gets a five.
This guy's a five for sure.
So what? That's next. Three fives already?
Yeah. Oh my god, he has one giant
one.
Dude
is so fucking awesome.
Or does he just have the same size one and just has it in one hand, one of them?
He just has one sword right now.
Okay. I thought maybe he had like one.
Seriously, this dude is probably
he's the coolest out of the bunch.
One of the best.
And he's made. Oh my god. Oh my god.
That's that game
shit.
I've been telling you guys about.
I would kill these guys with him.
By the
those
way.
Those dudes are actually kind of cool.
He doesn't look cool in this game, by the way.
Oh.
Look at him.
Yeah.
Game did not help him.
No. Well, it's also a PS1 game.
No, this isn't PS1.
No, PS2? This isn't. Nope.
No.
PS4.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure this is that Kamen Rider Dynasty Warriors game.
Oh. I guess this might be the PS3 version.
Still not acceptable.
Next.
And we're done.
He still gets a 5.
Yeah, this dude gets a 5. What you gonna give it?
He's purple and he has two swords.
He's royal purple.
Yes.
4.7.
Acceptable.
Bill?
Yeah, he's 4.6. His weapons are the coolest part of him. His weapons are the coolest part of him.
You don't think purple looks good?
4.86 for that man.
Damn it!
I gave him a 5. Don't fucking look at me.
That was three of us with 5s and he still couldn't do it because Bill's a cunt. Fuck your pyramid! It's gayer than fuck! A toilet seat looks better than your fucking pyramid.
Okay, now I gotta stand up because it's my pyramid too, asshole.
All right, but we're not talking about Rangers. We're on
Kamen
Rider.
Rising Ultimate Form.
Oh,
wow,
this
that's
thing.
Too busy.
Yeah, too busy.
I was told something about this form.
Okay.
One, it's not canon. It's an alternate reality.
All right.
Oh. Two, there's a figure.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
wait.
Here's my thing.
It's not canon, but they have a toy for it.
Yeah,
it's an alternate reality toy. Like they fucking.
Well, that's like saying
that would be canon.
That's like saying
as
president.
An alternate reality.
That's like saying President Superman is not canon. He's canon to another universe.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
But I was yelled at saying he's not canon. He's not canon. It's like shut up.
Thank you for telling
shut
me.
Shut your mouth. I understand what
we
you
know
said it first time.
About.
I know exactly where that came from.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know who it is too.
I could probably take a very good guess and be right.
And I'll go ahead and I'll call you out on this podcast. Jeffrey?
No.
Kramer?
No.
No, I know exactly who it is.
We know exactly who it is, because lately he's been getting a lot more antsy about information and trying to make sure that we're like on an expert level, and I keep trying to explain to him that's
not
what this show is.
Yeah, this is just about the images.
Everybody on the internet is an expert. The reason I did the show the way I did, the reason I came in and said we're going to do the Ranger costumes that we haven't seen because we don't have experience with them, is because everybody is a fucking expert. Everybody. It gets old. Not everybody on the fucking internet can be a goddamn expert. Some people have to be fans. That's what we are.
Yep.
We are fans of a material, and we are diving into that material and experiencing it firsthand right here on camera live.
I have to say, technically
on microphone and technically at the same time while sitting around eating chips.
I'm hungry.
All right.
Next.
I agree with you, Bill, but I have to say I'm not a fan of this.
Here's the reason I'm not liking
it. It's too busy,
like you said. It's not that it's too busy necessarily. It's reminding me of what happened to Siegfried.
When he became Nightmare?
In part one and part two, and for that matter, Soul Blade. He is a knight, and he just looks like a knight. Looks fine. Part three rolls around, and all of a sudden he's got the crystal armor with all the spikes and shit, and he's like
Super Shredder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's getting me. Now, this guy I think is kind of cool, but it's reminding me of the Siegfried that I did not like. I don't like Soul Calibur 3 Siegfried. I think it's too busy. I always pick... I always pick costume 2 and get away from that crystal shit.
Yeah, because that was just the full plate mail like he had in the original game.
No, it was like a weird squire's night gear.
Yeah. Oh.
He wears like...
Didn't he have actual just regular full plate mail in that one, though?
No, that's 4.
No, that was 4. That's right.
No, but that squire...
Oh, no, I remember
the
what
squire
you're talking about.
Costume
he's got spiky hair?
The squire costume, isn't that what he was wearing when he became Nightmare?
He's got the
like,
scarf.
In the cut scene when he's turning into Nightmare?
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
wearing like a squire. Yeah, yeah that's why
well, I
yeah,
like
that's
that
because
more.
He was fighting off the evil side that was
Next.
Permeating him.
I don't hate him.
I don't hate him, but I don't like him.
Oh, my God.
Next.
Me and Seth are about to say the exact same fucking thing.
He looks cool. He looks cool, but is he as cool as the others? I'm just going to go ahead and do what I did with the white one and give him a 3.5. He's not even 4 yet. He's not ready. He's not good enough for a 4.
I don't know. I feel
I'll
like...
I'll give him a 4, but I'm going to give him a straight 4.
Straight 4.
Yeah, I'm fine
like,
with
he's,
that.
He's better than a 3.9,
but
marginally.
Nick, don't you know? He already has a straight 4 right for you. We've
no,
seen
good.
It in every single shot.
I think he's cool.
I
really
a
do.
Two.
But
well, yeah.
I think it's kind of like the same ideas. Okay, like, when we saw the Super Shredder, we were young, and we said, that's fucking amazing. He's so cool. He wasn't so cool. If you can really see that costume when he's not under the bridge and he's not covered in a bunch of shadows, he's not fucking cool. He looks goddamn retarded. Then, later on, we see other forms like this, like with the Siegfried, where his armor is all crystally. And you know why they never did that again? Because it's not fucking cool. And this guy kind of falls into the same thing. He's cool on the merit of what he was before he changed into this.
Yeah.
And this just seems like they're trying way too hard. This is a normal thing. When people want things to look cool or evil, they add spikes and shoulder pads. And that's a thing. That's what they did. They spiked him out everywhere they could
to make
Final
him
look more hard.
Or Kingdom Hearts, then it's zippers and
I don't
cuffs.
Know. I think it's more for me. It's just
no, because they did the
being...
same thing with Final Fantasy IV. The actual Dark Knight gear, when you get to see what it really looks like, it's a bunch of spikes and weird bodysuit shit. And then, in order to tone him down so he doesn't look as evil, they took all that off and gave him that white suit thing. But if you look at the actual artwork, the Dark Knight is covered in spikes, because spikes are evil and spikes are cool. It's simple thinking. Look at the intro movie for part 4 on the DS, when you see him, his helmet is a bunch of weedy spikes, and then his shoulder pads have those spike things.
I thought his helmet in the DS version had more of horns than spikes.
No,
I thought he had like a faceplate.
In the little movie thing, in the cutscene thing, his helmet is a bunch of gnarly spikes, and then his shoulder blades have like spikes, and his elbows have spikes.
And his boots have spikes
because why? Spikes are evil and spikes are cool. And if you want to force the cool, or you want to make somebody harder,
to be fair,
the childish way to do it is to add a bunch of spikes.
Even if he had,
or
a,
the other way to do it
conscience.
Is exactly what they did with him,
like I the mean, Super Shredder.
What
did we do?
I mean,
added
even the,
spikes.
Even the in-battle stuff, Bill.
Yeah, the in-battle stuff did.
Yeah,
too.
He's a bunch of spikes.
I actually think I was wrong about what I heard. It wasn't for the one that we're currently giving the ratings to. It's this next one.
Okay, that's fine either
but,
way.
Okay.
But yeah, either way, what I think the problem is it's just more a matter of in order to make him look more, quote, edgy. What they did is they basically, like, slapped some yellow paint onto, like, a black figure and then kind of, like, moved their finger around and did, like, finger paints to do, like, weird lines and zigzags and shit. And it's like, okay, when it comes down to paintings and art, that's one thing. But when it comes down to a costume, that's just a little bit too much. And speaking of a little too
much... The other thing that hurts him is that...
Score.
When he, Oh, I just gave him a normal 4.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Because when he's fighting... He's going to look goofy because all those spikes and everything, just like they did with the Black Ranger in the Dino Thunder.
Oh, when he had this like super mode.
Yeah, that's really dumb because when he's fighting with bad guys and he has all those spikes and you can see the bad guys touch the spikes and they just kind of curve and shit because they're not actually spikes.
Actually, that was the case with most of their super dino modes with all those extra spikes sticking out.
It hurts them because you can tell how fake it is once they start moving. That's not... Yeah, it hurts their figures.
But anyway, that man got a 3.88.
So, Super Rising Ultimate Form.
Here we go.
Super.
Holy fuck.
That's your Super Shredder.
No. That's even more Super Shredder than he needs. That is Sauron.
He's moved into Guyver territory.
Yeah.
He's moved into bad guy Guyver territory. Next.
Yeah, I'm not really digging that.
Next. And yeah, he's right. It's okay. Here's the thing. Argue with me all you want. Argue with me all you want, but I'm going to say it right here, live, basically live, you know, for the show.
As loud as you're going
to
get it.
Anybody that wants to hear this can hear this, and anybody that wants to argue with me can argue with me. This is not canon, but it is official.
Yep.
Why?
It's not a fan base.
For the exact same reason.
Figures.
That the Gunpla Moggle models, the Gunpla Moggle model, but God, I'm fucked up here. The Gunpla models are official. When you see the Zaku 2 that is designed for, say, you'll see this all the time. There's an RX-78-2. That's what appeared in the show. But you can buy the models for the RX-78-1 and the RX-78-3. You can buy the models for the MS-06 Zaku 2 for Char. You can buy it for the other characters as well. I'm having trouble, like my mind isn't focusing where I want it to be. Yep. But you could buy like Johnny's. You could buy Johnny's MX-06. It's an MX-06 Zaku 2.
I thought he had some. No, I was sworn that he had something different.
No, he got overshadowed by Char. Char got the red comet because Char took down more ships
than Johnny
did. But Johnny also has a red Zaku 2. Yep. And he was considered one of the greatest pilots of the Zeon, of the Principality. One of the greatest pilots of the Principality. In fact, if Char had not been in the Principality trying to pull them down from the inside,
Johnny would have been
the ace. He would have been the big shit. He would have been Char Asmal.
He
would have been the Red Comet.
Well, doesn't he have a nickname with the word red in it? I just can't
remember if he was like Crimson something
Crimson,
or something like that.
Crimson Lightning?
But
I don't know.
He also was one of the guys specifically chosen when the newest models came out.
I always thought he had what,
I'm trying to remember. Is it the Gelgoog?
I thought he had a Gelgog. Yes. A Gelgoog. That's what I thought he had because he had that weird shield.
Yes, he does.
He
gets
exactly
one of those.
That's exactly what it is because that's what I was thinking. Yep. Because
he has that.
But if you look at the models, you can get Johnny's Zaku 2. It's official. Yes, this guy's not in the show. Yes, this guy might not be canon. Yes, you can argue whatever you want with me. He's official.
Yeah.
Just like the Gundam models. They're official. They've been written into fiction. They've made it into the books. They're in the backyard in expanded universes. This guy's official.
Well, you know what, Bill?
We're looking at him.
If you weren't so right, I'd argue with you. But I can't.
I can't because I have no fucking idea what the fuck you guys were talking about besides from the word Gundam.
And I get that.
No,
That's not your show.
Gundam wasn't your thing.
It's nothing wrong with that. But it's the same idea as if they released a Superman figure in a new costume. Say that really cool white and black costume from
the comics.
From not just the comics. Remember the white and black costume that we've seen in the Justice League in our series when the other Justice League came in?
Yeah.
You're talking about the bad Justice League.
Like the Batman Beyond one?
It's a lot like that, but I'm talking about the Superman that lobotomized Darkseid.
The white and black.
Yes.
It's the white and black one when
he shows up in the Justice League cartoon.
Mm. Yes, he does.
He's from the universe where the Flash was killed.
Oh, okay.
Not possible, whatever.
So that Superman, he's official. You can buy a figure of him.
Yes, you can.
He's official.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he's not canon, I guess, but that's the idea here. That's what this guy is.
But isn't there a Superman in the comics that wore that suit?
Like I said, I thought it was the Batman Beyond Superman.
That Superman is the old Superman.
Yeah, he's the one with the white hair.
He doesn't wear a cape.
I thought he had the white suit.
He does.
Yes,
have the white
but it's not what I'm talking
okay.
about.
Yeah,
he's actually talking. He's actually
remember
about
in the Justice League. There's another Justice League.
I remember what you're talking about. So
and the Batman looks a little bit different and everything like that. Well, there was a Superman that wore white and black and had a white cape.
Yeah, it was for an alternate universe.
And Darkseid, like, not Darkseid, Doomsday showed up. Yep. And rather than fight Doomsday and tear the city up, he just lobotomized the thing and said, okay, we're moving on.
Because that Justice League took over the world. No crime. You could make a crime, you die. They don't give a fuck. They lost their friend, and that was too much for them. It pushed them over the edge.
But it's not litter.
Next.
Fucking Superman shoots.
I'm giving this guy a 3. He is my lowest score of the day.
Yes, I think they overdid him. I'm also at a 3.
Yes,
I think that it hurt him really bad.
He got too stupid. You know what's funny, though?
2.8.
What's funny is, though, is that we're sitting here saying, this guy gets a 3. That's not good. But because everything else has been so good in other common writers, a 3 would be phenomenal from
the
shit we've seen.
The thing is, we've already stated 3 is basically basic run-of-the-mill.
It's average.
This is
what
standard.
You expect from the show.
And I expect
Honestly,
to see
I
some
think
crazy shit.
Too much stuff going on, especially with the super form. That's why I gave it a 2.8.
Yeah, for me,
if you're not a fan, you're probably not going to like this.
He's right.
Yeah, for me, it was too much, so I'm giving it a 2.
Because like I was saying, I feel like he's kind of stepped into Guyver territory.
Not the good kind of Guyver.
Yeah.
Like, 2.86.
The lowest score of the day.
Okay, the Titan form.
I don't know. Didn't the white guy get
worse? He has the purple silver.
Just a standard Titan.
Yeah, next. Without the gold stuff on it.
That's not bad.
Looks fine in CG.
It's not as cool as the Rising Titan.
I don't hate it. I think it's actually really cool.
Next.
I could dig it
I still don't have a problem with
it. Honestly,
the
purple works really good as the, like...
Highlighter?
Highlight.
Yeah, that's real. Like, next.
Especially because it's silver.
I'm digging the extendo sword, because as you can see, it looks like you can just push it down.
Yeah, it does. It looks like it extends.
Yep.
He's Kurabara!
That reminds me of a campaign that
sword
made me hate
get
D&D.
Longer!
Nope.
Because you fuckers put a goddamn level 5 fucking knight who can hit a button and make the sword jump out 18 goddamn feet and stab my level 1 in the fucking head. Fuck you.
Well, the thing is, that level 5 knight also critically killed a dragon. So,
yeah, that's true.
An ancient dragon, mind
you. Yeah, but that asshole also had a tower shield. Yeah, go fight with the big kids level 1. Go play with the big boys. Get your ass hit, killed in one hit.
You had a particle
Meanwhile,
cannon?
No, I didn't.
Oh, no, I didn't give you
this
that
This was
yet.
At the tournament. Literally, my first time playing D&D. Bill has already played a campaign with fucking Nick and like 8 other fucking people. Bill has the ability to jump 10,000 feet in the air.
And shoot Kabilha-Bilhas all day
Kamehameha's,
long.
And shoot Kamehameha's, which we
no,
have Kabilha-Bilhas.
Trademark.
And which counted as mystical energy.
Yeah, he was a monk.
So, Bill, I have to ask you a question now.
Yeah.
Do you believe you're the hype?
Bill was the hype.
He was the hype.
Shane, here's the thing.
Other than the level 5 knight with a tower shield.
No, because that level 5 knight with the tower shield and the extendo buster sword could not wipe out a shit ton of hill giants that had a combined HP of over 1 million. And also melt my red mage's arm off.
Yeah, it's kind
of
true.
Bill shot one of those stupid Kabilha-Bilhas at max power, and it went, BROMP! And I just happened to be walking through a dimensional door behind them to do a sneak attack, and then suddenly my left arm's gone. And I went, ah!
We also used to play Dwarven Pinball, where Bill would throw Richie's...
Bill would kick
Richie's Dwarven Fighter.
Yep.
Yeah, it was. It was a dwarven fighter who dual wielded with a broadsword.
Why are we talking about this
axe,
right now?
And they would play fucking pinball where he would
Bill's
bounce
the
between the enemies.
It is true. Bill was the hype.
We're talking about it because that sword reminded me of bad times.
Look, they're talking a whole lot of D&D. I just thought he shopped at Biffco.
Oh my god! Oh!
That works.
I'm sorry.
Motherfucker.
Your
story
just got more points.
Your story gets pushed to the side.
Yeah, I know.
For
even
Biff
I'm like, all right,
yep.
Fair enough.
Hey,
take it a step back.
Seth, we got biffed.
Yeah.
If he had a bat. That was good. That was good.
If he actually,
aren't you glad I'm here? If he actually had a bat instead of a sword, he would get more than a 5. He would break the fucking barrier.
Yeah,
he
next
break
the barrier. No, you're allowed to break the barrier
next.
Once.
Done.
I'm giving
we're allowed to do that?
Yes, but it's after
when did
the... We had already agreed on it. You're allowed to do it once, but you can only do it after the entire series has made its run. Which means Never.
It's true. Unless we find one of those shows that actually, you know, died.
Oh, you mean like that Tattooed what? Teens?
Yeah, like the Tattooed Teens or like so Big wait, Bad Beetleborgs.
Do we get to do it once per show or what? Just what once are we talking ever?
About? Going into the Omni scores, like sixes and shit.
Oh, so like I said that if you ever wanted to drop a six, I would reserve it for one possibility. Once for the entire run of the show.
Oh, so the basically show itself. Basically it's kind of like the gold buzzer on fucking America's Got Talent. But instead of being able to do that once a season, it's once I'm burning series. It. Bow. This is it.
Yeah.
You're the best
I've
of the
been
best.
Saving mine.
Once you decide
I
to drop the
do
six,
this ever again.
The six is the greatest thing you have ever seen in the history of everything we've reviewed.
And I need a Swiss Army Ranger. Yeah. I need a Swiss Army Ranger. That one's going to get a six.
At the opposite end of the spectrum is the
negative
one.
Oh, baby.
That is the absolute worst thing you have ever laid eyes on in the history of our show.
I think we all need to go back and re-review Ball and Cup Zord.
No,
he's already made my
list.
Go back
and re-review Stronger.
You don't want me... I mean, so. If we got more... If Bill gave us more negatives, I could come up with a new list of shame.
That's true.
Because I could think of some people that need negatives.
Actually, you know what? No, I know exactly what thing is going to get my negative one. Upside down wing zord. Because it pisses me off.
It's happened three times.
Yeah, it's true.
Now, for
the original
score,
one, because apparently it started a fucking fad.
So anyway, 4.6 from me. Shane has a five,
I'm
apparently.
Sorry, I've been throwing a lot of fives. I've never thrown this many fives before.
Yeah, it's kind of true. You're throwing out as many fives as you have on your zero list.
I know.
He's 3.6.
I really dig the color scheme.
Thought the BIFCO thing would definitely boosted it up
BIFCO
more than that.
Helped boost it.
Bill's a hater on this one.
It's this. He kind of looks like a knight to me, and that's kind of crossing out of... I don't know, there's something that feels like
what'd you say?
Not 3.3. I don't know.
3.3?
I don't understand.
It did say Titan.
Yeah.
What you got, Nick?
I said it.
Yeah, no, but I missed
4.6.
It.
4.6.
Okay, thank you.
Because I'll agree with Shane. I really dig that.
I thought it was...
Especially with the purple accents
purple?
On the gold. Or no, not the
4.22, moving on.
That's we are moving into the ultimate form!
Now he just kind of looks like Dark Knight Cecil a little bit with just like electrical shit on him.
Yeah, he kind of does, doesn't he?
Yeah. Now he just looks like
the weird
CPU.
I'm kind of getting more of like Kamen Rider Umbreon.
Right.
That too.
The sad thing is when I first saw this image, I had to go back and check Forever Red. Remember the bad guy from that?
Yes. Yes.
This looks so similar to it. I had to go back and check. It's like, oh, wait, that was a Beetleborg.
Well,
never mind.
Next.
Let's see.
Oh, no.
His helmet?
No.
His horns is a crown?
That looks really goofy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look at his legs. I can't handle
that. This looks more like an enemy than...
I think his legs are the worst part about him. I'm sorry. Like, I can handle...
Like, the chest piece?
It's fine.
It's cool.
The shoulder spikes
like,
actually, are...
The winged pauldrons... No, those are wings. Those are basically winged pauldrons.
Yeah.
He's got spikes on the... Elbows, which that's fine.
Yeah,
and then you look down at his, like, literally right below the chest plate, and down, it's a fucking circuit board.
Next.
It's the legs are fine.
Oh,
it's
see, that
the
looks
chest.
Cool.
That's
I like
sweet.
His. I like his thing on his hand here. I actually like that.
Yeah, okay.
Do you want to know why it's
lighting.
Cool?
Lighting,
yes,
just
lighting.
Like the Super Shredder.
His pants are not being shown.
Just like the Super Shredder. He's right. We're only seeing him from the waist up, which helps us not see his dick, which this is the only form that hasn't had a dick, by the way.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Yeah.
And
that's because he is the dick.
He's gone dickless.
And I like his hand. I like all the intricacies, but when you light him up...
He looks poopy.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. He needs to stay in the dark, Shane.
Yeah.
Which is why I said that he seems more like a villain.
I'm saying that, dude, I think we...
He's the shinobi form.
I found the worst one, and it happens to be the ultimate form.
Now, here's the thing. Like, lighting is a big deal, but your form should be able to look cool or not cool, depending
regardless.
On whichever you were going for, in the sun or in the dark. And my biggest thing that I can reference for this is Lord Zedd always looks cool.
Yep.
He plays scenes where he goes into direct sunlight, like the Dark Dimension, you know, his cave.
Oh, and when they were leaving the moon, he was out in the light.
He's out in direct, perfect sunlight.
Except and the camera frame was, like, colored.
Right, but when he's out in the Dark Dimension, he's right there in the sun. Yes. And you know what he looks like? He looks like Lord Zedd.
Oh,
you know what
he looks like? He was a giant, too. So.
Yeah, he looks cool. He always looks that way. The dark makes him look cooler, but he looks great all the time.
This guy,
the sun
so
hurt this guy.
He needs to stay.
There's a reason why it's said Dark Knight Cecil.
Yeah.
He does
like
remind me of
if
that.
If this is the last picture, then go back to that second one.
Next. No, it is not.
No,
sadly.
It's not. Okay, but still.
He looks like he's a selectable character in Soul Calibur 2.
Yeah, there's that.
Actually,
but here's my issue. Hold up. Because you could tell that's normally him. Look at, like, the chest piece itself looks like it's just like a fucking pullover, like, almost like a fucking Saiyan armor, but it's Saiyan armor that's, like, two sizes too big. Because I'm pretty sure if somebody were to, like, make him stand still and they were to shake him, the fucking chest piece would wiggle around and, like, hit his chest like it's a fucking bell.
He looks like one of those cheap action figures with the like that.
It would be the exact same thing as if I were to give
Shane. Some of the He-Man figures.
No, remember our first Power Rangers, the flip heads.
Yep.
And they came with the vest that you had to clip on the two sides.
Oh, the Green Ranger one. Ooh.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like.
Yep.
Actually, you know what else he looks like? He looks like a selectable costume for Danzabah in Evil Zone.
Oh, I shan't agree to that. I love Danzabah too much.
I could actually see that as a selectable costume.
Thumbs up.
He's giving you thumbs up, Bill.
Next.
Nah.
Lighting is awesome.
Lighting,
he looks cool.
The lighting
see, he
is
looks
important
pimp
to
in
him.
The dark.
Yeah.
Lighting is incredibly important to him.
He actually looks threatening if he comes out of the shadow.
Well, it also doesn't help that if you look around here, that's not just lighting. It's literally somebody fucking cut his ass out.
Right.
In Photoshop.
Next.
Is that it?
Next.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
We're done with this guy.
All right, so he gets a 2. I think, and it's only because that his lower half is awful.
2.1.
Oh, bitch.
I'm going to give him a 2.9. He's pretty much standard, but the lighting does kill him a bit.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm at about 2.8. I think he's right.
I'm going 3.
Okay.
I mean, even though the whole overall costume looks odd, but if he's trying to go for a scary, dark tone, and he's like really pissed off and mad at you, that's
where
it's...
Wait, ultimate form. I know why they call it ultimate form.
It's because he's Batman. Batman. 2.56 for that.
Okay. Closing
here's
pictures.
The collaboration pictures. Pretty
see,
sweet.
See, those don't look terrible.
That's a hand on
like,
a hip.
Like side by side, they don't.
That
look
is
terrible.
Not a fighting form. That's a hand on a hip.
That's not what I'm seeing now.
What are you seeing?
Dick. Now, dick.
No, this this picture. If somehow all of these forms were hanging out together, I see very Sailor Moon here.
Yeah. Very similar. What up, guys?
Yeah, the base form kind of on the left.
Dude, if you look, he chopped his sword. He doesn't have the tip.
Chopped his sword, nothing. He's stabbing it into his other arm. Look at it.
Next.
Take this, right other me. Yeah. Oh, look, it's basically the turtles.
Next.
I have.
Next.
That is a lot of fucking forms.
Select your character.
Yeah, no shit.
Test your might.
Player select.
This dude's got fucking 11 forms.
Sometimes you need 11
Next
forms to take
out. Oh, geez. Here we go. Here's the...
He's a fucking team.
Yep.
He's got 12 fucking forms.
You know which? Now you know what he's missing?
13 if you count that other thing that we said is not canon.
You need 13 motherfucking forms to beat one motherfucker, Bill.
I said that a problem with that.
I had a problem with that before when it was, oh yeah, no, here's like 5 people. Okay, cool. Now here's 6. All right. Here's 8. What? Here's 10. Huh? Here's 11. How much more? I think it goes to 13. Fuck this, I'm out. If you tell me from Jump Street, there's going to be like 13 or 14 of them. Cool, I'm prepared for that. When it came down to Q-Danger, they said there's going to be 9, and I said, no, there's not. And I'm watching it. There's currently 12.
Six of them are currently heading to the past to go see about something. Six of them are currently in the future, well, are present, because they're dealing with another issue.
Right.
Which, by the way, there's a couple more costumes that you need to get. Nothing too terrible. But we'll cross that bridge when already, we get there.
Next up should be the start of the Verses.
Here's what I'm ready for.
Ooh!
Kamen Rider.
Yeah. Kamen Rider.
Again, I don't against Umbrella Corps Rangers? Yeah, no, Kamen Rider.
I hate those costumes, to be fair.
I don't think those scored very well, did they?
No, I don't think so. I didn't like them.
They're not up there, but they're not really
Bill
terrible.
Originally called them the Peppermint Rangers, and then he's like, nope, Umbrella Corps.
Technically, all of you called them the Peppermint Swirl Rangers. I called them Umbrella and the Messenger when I watched the episode.
I apologize. I gave you credit.
Because I watch our own shit, even when I'm not in the episode.
Listen, dude, I have seen every...
Mr. Sleepy Bones?
Listen here, motherfucker.
Can't make it on time?
I was doing stuff. I was actually out and about. When you called me, I was getting gas.
No, I figured, because I heard cars driving by.
Second one's...
Time.
Yeah,
I'm going
Time
Ranger.
Force.
I'm going Ranger.
Yeah.
I'm going Common.
I'm going Common.
Fuck.
I think there was too often I was up and down with the Commons.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'm the tiebreaker.
Shane, you dropped an awful lot of fucking fives.
I did, so I am going to have to go with Common. I dropped too many fives in this
episode. Two for two.
Damn.
I'm sorry, I dropped too many fives to be able to turn around. Because I know I didn't give those guys a five.
Next.
That's it for... This Kunga.
Damn. How
okay,
many?
Wait, who won on that last one?
The Riders.
Common Run.
The Riders,
won
the Riders are nearly undefeated.
Yeah, so I'm all right. Although that
Except
was one of the first ones
show.
Where we had, you know, real close, tight race there.
We had a Rangers. Okay, what is that? Because we had 9-2 Common Rider?
But then again, there was
yes.
a big time difference between
Yes, there is.
Yes.
All right. So Rangers are not doing so well in that.
No, they're getting,
no,
they're getting killed.
Yeah. Don't worry, eventually we might get to one or two of these where
the
they
Rangers
might start losing.
Yeah.
I guess
might take a minute.
I guess the song should get changed to Go Go Kamen Rider. Do 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 do.
No. Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out fandomnight.com. At fandomnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to fandomnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.